Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and reviews straight from the heart of Park City, Utah. This is Erin. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30 on BFF.fm. We just landed back home in the Bay, and it's been a whirlwind Sundance year two for us. And we are going to gently get you into the world of Sundance with our first segment that we recorded while we were at Sundance. We're about a week ago, actually. So this is a roundtable, just kind of like chat with John Wildman and Lancia Wan, who created the festival Daily Buzz about 10 years ago. The original producer of the show had passed away a couple of years ago, and Char and I met Lancia at a local film festival a couple years ago. That's why we got invited to Sundance last year, and that's why we wanted to go again this year. And so you're going to hear me and John and Lancia just talk about kind of the origin story of how we all came about and how we got to Sundance and what we're looking forward to. And we hope you enjoy this, because this is the setup for all of our interviews from Sundance, which I think collectively we did over 60. I don't know if you're going to hear all 60, but we have 60 interviews for you guys. So hope you enjoy it. And again, you know, thanks to all of our sponsors and people that donated to our fundraiser here in San Francisco. We really appreciate it. W. Kamau Bell, Eric Sporn, Moon Looms, Fleetwood, SF, Storied San Francisco, Chef 2, David Fu. We love you guys. Oh, and the Social Study, obviously, for hosting us and believing in Bitch Talk. So here's our very first segment at Sundance 2020, and I'll see you on the other side.
This is also our 10th year at Sundance, you guys. Can you believe it?
It's an anniversary year. Anniversary year is always big.
It's insane.
What medal is that? Do you guys know?
10, is that the paper year?
Is that like
year?
Something...
Yeah. Yeah, is it paper?
It's not something fancy. Cool.
Okay.
No.
Sorry.
I want to say you have to be like way up in the
50s. It's not platinum.
Not yet. Definitely
okay.
Not.
Okay. Well, congratulations, because we haven't been here the whole 10 years, so thank you for
We're still
us
in
on
toddler phase over here in Bitch Talk.
This is your second year with us.
This is our sequel with Bitch Talk.
Part two. Part two.
Yes. John, you've been with us for at least half of that, right?
I've been a host and co-host for about 6 years, and the 2 years prior to that, I was a guest on the Hot Topics.
And the show was created out of a passion project that our founder, Irene Cho, started. She passed away a couple of years ago, and this is sort of our third year doing it without her, is that right?
Yes, this is our third year being on our own without Irene. And, you know, we have a special page on Facebook on Remembering Irene, and there are a handful of us that every year, at least once a year, you know, we will post on that. And you know, and I, you know, I've got on my page, on my own personal thing, you know, Irene over my shoulder giving me notes on, you know, on the show, and I think about her every time as I'm heading up here preparing for the show.
Yeah, I often get those Facebook notifications on that group, and it kind of hurts the heart a little bit every time that I see those. And then coming here and doing this and continuing this legacy for her is
But it's
fantastic.
Wonderful to tie in also with the fact that that our Bitch Talk teammates are here, because I think in the past 2 years, this show has actually flourished in a sense and become the thing that Irene had always hoped it would become. And I think, Lancia, you know, a lot of credit goes to you, to keep us glued together and stitching that together. But our shows, you know, really have the spirit that she was always hoping for.
Definitely. Speaking of Bitch Talk and being new and kind of renewing that legacy and kind of continuing that part, what are some of your favorite moments in the past? Let's start with, let's say Angela. Yeah. Why don't you start from last year? And we haven't really started this year, but
I don't like being on this end of the mic, Lancia, but thank you for the question. Highlights. Wow. So many. I think just kind of being here and being in the middle of the flurry and seeing people walking up and down the hallways and meeting a lot of people that are doing the same thing that we're doing. It's just that sense of community. I think that's been really rewarding for me. But some highlight interviews. I don't know why the first one that comes to mind is my twin. What is her name? I'm forgetting. Oh, of the Farewell. She's not my twin. I'm talking about somebody else. But of the Farewell.
Lulu Wong.
Lulu Wong was a major. Watching the film with John crying side by side really bonded us. And then being able to interview her and then tear up again while talking to her. That's definitely a highlight.
You know, I don't think of like specific interviews. I think of the three of us. And there are these moments where, like, you know, Aaron and I will make eye contact and go, okay, it's your turn. Take this, you know, or, oh, you really want to ask a question. I can tell. And, you know, and also knowing that the two of you are initially were always waiting for me to slip as I was introducing the Bitch Talk team.
Yeah. We're waiting for you to still say my bitches or our bitches.
Well, so. Actually, that is the biggest highlight is making John say the word bitch over and over again. Thank you for the honor.
I don't think it's ever been heard so much on a like 1 hour show on public radio.
Good.
So
I'm glad we're
you're welcome.
We're laying
Salt Lake
the ground
City.
The groundwork.
We are trying to get in the Guinness Book of World Records. Maybe that's how we'll do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks. I didn't know.
Aaron, but it's been a cool dynamic between the three of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm surprised because when I met you guys in San Francisco,
she's surprised.
Not that like surprised in the fact that it was like I'm surprised that it didn't take a little longer to build this relationship on air, where you guys had such a great camaraderie with each other, and pleasantly surprised when I met you guys in San Francisco. Immediately, I knew these could be the girls that could help us out. And we need some support on that end. And Char, who's kind of behind the scenes, is amazing, running all the audio, making sure that I know my numbers and that I'm actually on task on a lot of things. But Aaron, what about you? What are some of your favorite moments from maybe last year? And what do you look forward to coming up?
Ooh, last year, just the surprises that happened at Sundance, because, you know, it was our first year. We had no idea. We just run into Peppa from Salt and Peppa on our red carpet, and then we get to dance with her to a Salt and Peppa song. Like, we couldn't have written that before we got here. But also, Lancia, you know, not to just tap your back, but just you thinking of us and having us get to this place. I mean, it's a huge honor to be at Sundance for us. You know, we're not new to the podcast game, but we're new to festivals, and you know, we couldn't have been at a better festival. So.
I mean, you guys aren't really new to festivals, are you?
To this type of festival.
Well, yeah, non-San Francisco or Bay Area festivals.
Yeah,
That's the only place I've seen you is at festivals.
Mm-hmm. But like the Sundance Festival, it's huge. So
can Sundance still be just called a festival now? I think it's just its own.
It's
beast.
Like an
institution.
Yeah,
and we can't forget Slam Dance, of course.
Of course.
Have you heard of Slam Dance before we started?
Never.
No.
What did you think of Slam Dance?
I think it says something where you can watch a film and you don't know if it's from Sundance or Slam Dance. So I think that says a lot about both festivals and how Slam Dance is really thoughtful about their approach and their choices.
And I love the idea of a festival within a festival.
And
I thought it's cool.
There's so many great filmmakers, as John will talk later in the show, with Peter Baxter, who helps run Slam Dance and offers this amazing space on Main Street where we're able to record out of. But people like the Russo brothers, John helped me out, but
yeah,
also
Chris Nolan,
Bong
Joon-ho. It's really remarkable. I also want to say about what for me what makes the, you know, especially now, Daily Buzz unique, and we always hear this from the publicists that are walking out and you know with their filmmakers. They're always thanking us because we're asking stuff that they're not being asked at other interviews, and you know, and I think that combination of filmmaking and the art of filmmaking itself. And my two Bitch Talk teammates who like start digging into the psychology and the feelings and the emotions and nobody's walking out the door without being able to talk about those things. And I cannot imagine that other outlets are asking them the thing, you know, because you know typically you're asking, you know, what you know the plot, you know, the stars, you know, all that kind of thing. But we dig into other stuff that I think we spoil people. You know, when they talk to us and they haven't talked to a bunch of people, or we are the relief when they've been doing a bunch of interviews and they come into us the next day. We're the safety valve.
We do our homework.
and that's no joke. It's a lot of homework, right? Like, yeah. Let's say, how many films and hours did you guys spend watching those films just last year? This year is still TBD.
30?
Yeah.
Just films and shorts? Films?
So maybe how many hours do you feel like that might be?
A lot. And Ange is more than I do. So thank goodness. Because I get
Weeks and weeks of watching.
At least a month.
Yeah. And sitting in a cave and people don't know where I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm in hiding.
Having to tell people, like, this is Sundance and I can't see you for a while.
Yeah. But even to the point where, like, oh, I have to do dishes, but I have to watch. So I'm watching the film while I'm doing my dishes and folding and clothes and, like, making it work however and whenever you can.
We're seeing a good couple dozen films at least before we even land, before the plane even lands. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then, we're watching a good 4, 5, 6 films, you know, a night to keep up with our guests, because we really cover so many filmmakers. I was talking to the press office, the Sundance press office, last year, and I said, do you realize that we interviewed, and I think at that point, 40 films, filmmakers from 40 films. I said, can you tell me another outlet that gave you that kind of coverage? And, you know, and everybody's covering the movie stars. A freaking monkey can cover a movie star. Mm-hmm. But we're covering the documentaries, we're covering the international films, we're covering the next films that don't have the movie stars or alumni, and they're all getting that treatment. So if you're listening to this show, then you really are getting the broadest spectrum of what's up here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking about Lulu Wang in The Farewell, right? I mean, talk about that last year. I wasn't able to see the film, but like Ange said, Ange and John got to see it, and I sat there through the interview, and I think I might have asked one question, but I was sitting there crying with them, and then you see what happens with that film and with Lulu and with Awkwafina, and here we are a year later, and their stars have taken off, but we had them on the show and had a meaningful conversation, or at least we had Lulu, not Awkwafina.
That was a moment from last year. You guys made fun of me because Pahokee made me cry.
Documentary Pahokee made me cry. Of tears.
Mr. Wildman cried a few times last year. Yeah,
I cried with Miss Purple.
Well, you always cry, but
that's not true.
I hear, but from what I hear, John doesn't cry often. So,
okay. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, I think what John said is completely true. We do bring sort of the broadest. Not audience, but the filmmakers and the producers. Yes, the spectrum. Thank you for adding that word. And that's why you host and I usually don't. and I don't want to take too much more time because I want to get right into these interviews that we're doing up here at Slam Dance and Sundance. But I think that's why a lot of people also say you're a small outlet, but we respect you because you do these interviews so well and so eloquently and ask the questions that a lot of people may not think of. So I hope the rest of the audience enjoys that, and stay tuned for more on The Daily Buzz.
That was our first segment out of Sundance, kind of setting you guys up, setting the groundwork for where we are, who we're partnering with, and what to expect. It was John Wildman, who's one of our honorary Bitch Talk co-hosts, and also from the Festival Daily Buzz. Lancia Wan, who's a producer on the Festival Daily Buzz. Me and Ange. And we have so much content for you guys. Hope you're ready. In the meantime, you can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 6 to 6:30. We are powered by GoTo Productions. Bitch, please!